You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce.
And I'm Nolan. And this is the Corner of Gray Street podcast. As longtime Dave Matthews Band fans, we set out to create a podcast to dive deep into the past, present, and future of DMB.
Not only do we recap and review shows within an ongoing tour, but we revisit past shows from throughout the band's history, conduct interviews with a wide variety of guests with ties to DMB, and create unique and exclusive content like our Concerts on the Corner series.
Whether you're a fan of the band or just a fan of great music, we think you'll find something you'll enjoy. We can't wait to see you on the Corner of Gray Street.
Welcome to In the Key of Change Chats. Today's chat is with Frank Sumo of Sum 41 from Emo Night. Let's give it a listen because it's time for a change. This is Jackie and I'm here with Frank Sumo of Sum 41. We've got our SJC drums rep here. We are here at Emo Night, the second anniversary. And you are doing, and you've done this before, you've played your live drum set at Emo Night. I think I caught it at the APMAs. It might be a mistake.
Party, yeah, in Cleveland. Yeah, totally.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. So how do you go about choosing the songs that you're going to live play with?
You know, I've been doing this for a little over a year now. I started last summer and I didn't know really what to expect in the beginning. So I just wanted to kind of do my own spin on it and do mashups, hip hop, throwback stuff. So literally my set tonight has everything from Johnny Cash to System of a Down.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of performers that play at night and... You know, I just want to do something different. And because I'm drumming, it's just fun to go literally on this journey through all these different styles of music and, you know, throwbacks to the emo stuff that you know, the bands I love, but also doing like remixes of them just so it's different stuff.
I heard you practicing a little earlier. Oh, cool. I think it's neat because it's like, you know, a DJ traditionally will mix on the turntables, but it sounded like you were sort of mixing and kind of meshing the songs in live, which is a really through drums, which is a really interesting way to go about it. What bands would you consider to be quintessentially emo from back in the day?
I mean, probably, you know, the most artists and the most songs you hear at these events are My Chemical Romance, Paramore, The Used. You know, that's kind of like that genre. And those are probably my favorite bands, too, from that genre. I mean, my other group, Street Drum Corps, we toured with all those bands in the heyday of all that. We were out supporting, you know, The Used, I mean, a ton and all that. So it wasn't that long ago, you know. I mean, Street Drum Corps has only been around for 14 years and, you know, it was like the heyday of that. But this is kind of bringing it all back, too, to see how... I mean, it's all like he just went out there and looked at the crowd and he's like, dude, this is like music from our generation, but it's all little kids out there. So they're rediscovering it, which is really special and cool. I mean, even, you know, they play Sum 41 always, which is in an emo band, but it somehow got lumped into this. And, you know, our fans too are little kids. And it's just really cool how just music reinvents itself. I mean, just the way, you know, our kids find out about Led Zeppelin, you know, it's just like this circle of life, which is cool for, you know, these bands to be part of something that's kind of timeless in a sense.
And I'm going to argue that Johnny Cash could be considered an emo act you try hard enough.
I'm doing his Nine Inch Nails Hurt cover, which is the emo fucking anthem of all time. So
I mean, that music video of if you... Yeah. Google it, kids. I mean, like that is such a, like, you could put that in 2005, you could put that in 2015, you can put 2025. It's still a really good video and a really good cover.
You should have had that on the video wall tonight. I was playing.
Next time. So tell us a little bit about what you've got going on right now with the drum tour.
Yeah, so tonight is the end of a 2-week run that Mike and I just traveled across the East Coast and Midwest. We basically took your traditional drum clinic and turned it upside down and just added all this amazing, you know, lifestyle and events to it to really just connect with kids and do something different. We went to China together in March and didn't know what we were in for and just were like, this is our vision. Let's just do it our way and see kind of how it works. And it went so well and we were so inspired that we got back to America. We partnered up with Vans. And we did our first run, you know, these past 2 weeks. And basically we wanted to be able to go to music stores, to collaborate with School of Rocks with all the kids and go to School of Rocks, then do events with School of Rock at like Hard Rock Cafes. And then the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame invited us out to play their summer concert stage. And, you know, we were kind of just able to do all these different markets and different things that traditional drum clinics we would, you know, happen in. And basically I go up there and I do like an intimate performance where people are right there. They're just seeing all the parts I'm playing, what I'm doing. And it's really not just drummers. It's musicians, parents, grandparents, Sum 41 fans, you know, SJC fans. Like, it's a lot of that. And then we just hang out with the audience. We'll sit there and, you know, talk just about kind of, we'll get a vibe and just see what people want to talk about. We kind of change it every night, and then do a Q&A, do giveaways. And then what we do is we pick a local undiscovered young drummer in each city, and they open the show. We say, here's our stage. Do whatever you want, as long as you want, which is incredible. And then to tie it in at the end of the performance, they get up with me and play a Sum 41 show, a song. And then with the School of Rocks, we've gotten, and even at Sweetwater in Indiana, we got their academy band to get up, and we did a set of Sum 41 songs with me and all these kids, and they rip. And it was like just the most inspiring, incredible thing that I've ever done. And like, the goal is just to go out there and just try to get kids inspired and just to give them this experience. And, you know, I just really feel that it's our responsibility as artists when we have this platform and this spotlight and we're on this level that people, you know, are paying attention, that we should do something good and positive and just try to, you know, inspire and motivate kids. And it's been like so incredible and rewarding in every way. And like, it's really just touching people. And it's just the power of music that's so beautiful and incredible. So tonight's the last night, and we're going to go back home and plot the next round.
We need to talk to Babs and bring Emo Night to Asia.
Yeah.
When we went to China, Frank did a way longer set because drum clinics are more of like a thing there. So he would play for like an hour, and all these songs kids were freaking out about. So yeah, maybe we can scheme that up, go back to Asia.
Yeah.
What do you think it is about music that is so universal that you can travel to foreign countries and where you might not be able to speak a lick of the language, but you play some music and they get it?
Yeah.
And it just brings everyone together.
Why? Yeah, it's wild. I mean, music in general, but like the drums, I think more specifically, oh, sure. Like it's kind of like back to cavemen, like hitting, you know, like bongos and rocks and stuff. And like, it just connects everybody in such a cool community. And that's what we're trying to foster, is these kids are growing up in a world where they don't know exactly what they want to do. And there's so many things thrown at them. And if we can be a shining light to help guide them and motivate them to, you know, follow their dreams and their passion, music's the universal language. And so if we can be a small part of keeping that cohesive thing together, you know, that's what inspires us to keep doing it.
As a high school teacher of English, applaud you. I think that's great. That's so cool. That's sort of how I kind of reconnect with my students, is through the music that they listen to. If they've got a band t-shirt on them, I'll either listen to it or say, hey, have you heard this old song from them? Because it's 10 years old and I think you might really like it. So
that's so cool. Yeah. Frank hit it right on the head. Like, this tour has been so, so motivating and like emotional at times. Like, there were grandparents and like a 13-year-old kid cried when he played with Frank, you know, with the Sum 41 song at the end. And so it's just kind of bridging that gap between a fan and like a rock star, where they see him on stage and like, I'll never meet them, but you know, it's, here he is right there playing Sum 41 songs and a mashup of all these different types of, you know, music right in front of them. It's super powerful. So that's really cool.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing that, guys. That sounds amazing. So Sum 41 has been together on breaks, lineup changes and such for over 20 years now. You've been a part of it for quite a while. What do you attribute to the band's longevity as far as the sound, where, you know, songs from All Killer, No Filler are still played on the radio, I think on my drive up here, you know, in 2018?
I mean, you know, Derek and the guys just really wrote amazing songs that really are, you know, classics and timeless. And, you know, the band is just having an amazing resurgence, and it's been amazing to be part of that. And, you know, it's all original members except for, you know, me. And it's just getting bigger and crazier and awesome. And, you know, we were supposed to be making a record this whole summer, and we weren't supposed to play shows. And the fans like literally started blowing us up on social media saying, it's the anniversary, 15-year anniversary of Does This Look Infected? You need to go out and play the record. And enough, you know, emails came through and on social media, we did it. So we put the record on hold. We went out. It was incredible. And that one tour turned into now festivals and this and that. So I literally go to Europe and UK after this. We're going to do about 3 weeks, I think, of festivals, and then we're going to end our year in September at Riot Fest in Chicago. And then we got to get to work. We got to get back to the record and all that.
Well, then I'm going to knock on wood, not jinx myself, because it should be year three for me covering Riot Fest, and we'll follow up then. But what's the status then? Are you still writing, or you just haven't recorded? Where are you in that process next?
Just a lot of, you know, start and stop writing, because literally we've been playing shows. I mean, kind of, you know, here and there, back and forth. So we'll get into it in, you know, September once we're done. So that's the plan now. And excited to just, you know, right when I joined the band in 2015, we started the record. So it's been a while since we've been in the studio and all that. So I'm really excited to get back in. And now, you know, I was so new to the band. Now that we've, you know, toured the world together so often, it's like, and we played together so much, it's going to be really comfortable doing this record. And just, you know, the band's so tight now. Sum 41 plays shows. Like, this band, I mean, we did 9 weeks straight in Europe, you know, so.
That's a lot of shows.
It was a lot of shows, yeah.
So All Killer and Infected really came up in this time period when bands were really kind of meshing genres. More of that to continue, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, all those elements are always going to be there because it's just in the DNA of the band. And that's what's exciting about it. You know, we get to do our, you know, our punk stuff, our metal stuff, you know, some of the hip hop-y stuff. So it's just cool to blend all that stuff. And they've been great at doing all that. And it's just so funny because so many people just like, it's a pop punk band. Like, it's not. There's so much more. There's like the craziest shredding metal on song, you know, from the first record on. And it's just, for being a drummer, it's so fun.
Well, sounds like a lot like your set that you have planned for tonight at Emo Night.
Yeah. I mean, I have like two crazy mashups that you would never think would make any sense whatsoever. And I've been doing them on the drum tour just to throw it off. Like, I'm doing this medley of Sum 41 stuff. Then I throw in, it's like Bruno Mars with Mark Ronson and Sum 41 together. It sounds like it should never go. Like, that's like mixing, like, you know, sushi and spaghetti with red sauce together, you know, like, but it's amazing and it goes over so well, and it's fun to do it, you know, in this world.
Mike, what's up next for drum tour plans you've got formulating? You're hoping to go international?
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of off the cuff. We were in Europe, Asia, talking about this, and here we are 4 months later doing it. So we've had a lot of time in the van to, you know, scheme up, and a lot of kids are asking us already to come back. You know, Rock Hall was like, come back next summer, let's make it bigger. So we'll definitely hit the West Coast, and, you know, pending with Frank's schedule, West Coast, Europe, Australia, Canada, wherever the kids want to see it go, we'll be there.
That universal language of music. Stay tuned for much more. This is Jackie. Thanks to Chorus FM and In the Key of Change.
Hey, this is Steve Choi, host of the Musicians Guild podcast, part of the Sound Talent Media podcast network. Within the four walls of the Musicians Guild, we'll be discussing the habits, idiosyncrasies, experiences, and general psychology of my friends and peers all involved with music in various capacities. Listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com.